This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 24th, 2015. This will be a day that will go down in stock market history. We've seen a tremendous amount of volatility. The stock market closing, opening at 1,000 points down, dropping about 6% in value. It has now climbed back to being down about 1% in the market. It is a historical day. What is behind this? As I mentioned, a former advisor to the UK Prime Minister is advising people to make preparations. Get your water, get your food, make plans on what to do. As I mentioned just before we went to break, a survivalist built a dome home, a concrete dome home that he built back in the late 90s. He survived the massive wildfires out in Washington with no harm to him, no damage to his home, even though it was hit with a 20-foot wall of flame. What do you need to do to protect yourself? What will the government do to protect you? I think it's very interesting to look at the aftermath of this situation on the French train. Of course, it was three Americans who stopped a terrorist on the train. Everybody else on the train was running for cover. The officials on the train were locking themselves in rooms and just leaving the passengers to fend for themselves. The Americans took this guy down, and now he's laughing and says, "Terrorist? I wasn't a terrorist. I just found these guns, the AK-47 and the pistol. I just found those on a children's playground under a bush." That's what he's telling people. "I had absolutely nothing to do with that." Well, we knew right from the very beginning. We had a story up on Infowars.com that, yes, he had a long history. He was known by security forces. He had traveled multiple times to Syria. He had links to U.S.-trained and Gulf Emirate-financed terror groups. It's also a report on Daily Mail that he fought with ISIS in Syria. He was known to four intelligence agencies. Of course, they're always going to say that. They always say that. "Oh, yeah, we knew all about that." Well, if they did, why didn't they do anything about it? Well, because they're not there to protect you. As a matter of fact, they're creating this kind of unrest. One more thing before we get off of Europe. Here we've got paintball guns given to Belgian cops in a bid to stop Charlie Hebdo, they say. Police in a Belgian city are now being armed with paint guns, semi-automatic firearms used to in densely populated areas. In other words, they don't want to give them real guns, so they're giving the police paint guns. Police bosses hope they'll be able to neutralize dangerous suspects without actually killing them. You think? When they've got an AK-47 and you've got a paintball gun, how do you think that's going to work out? Don't bring a paintball gun to a gunfight, okay? It's not a real gun. Newsflash, okay? They say this is because of raids on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. I thought this was satire when I saw it. I thought this looked like something out of The Onion, but this is what they're actually doing in Belgium. You cannot rely on the government to protect you. Take the steps you need to protect yourself. Build yourself some kind of a resistant shelter. Stock up on what you need. You cannot trust the police to protect you. As a matter of fact, it's getting far worse. Over the weekend, we had even Henry Kissinger amazed at what our government is doing. He said the Ukraine a failed attempt to break Russia, is what Henry Kissinger said. He says, "Stop backing Kiev at all costs." He says, "Breaking Russia has become an objective for U.S. officials. The long-range purpose should be to integrate it." In other words, he wants to take it over. He wants to control the world. But even Henry Kissinger is saying, what's the matter with these guys? They're trying to create World War III. They're trying to create a global war. Exactly. Exactly. That's what we've been telling you. They're militarizing the police at home. They're setting different groups against each other. They're allowing massive immigration, incentivizing massive immigration. I mean, you talk about the wall. Let's understand what Obama did. He gave all of these benefits by executive order, things that could not get passed in Congress. He gave this to people. We've got refugees coming in throughout Europe. And, of course, even Henry Kissinger is saying, what are they doing? It is absolutely crazy. Stay with us after the break. We're going to talk to Harry Dent about what is ahead. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is a good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Monday, August 24th, 2015, a historic day on the stock market. A lot of volatility. We have joining us now Harry Dent. Harry Dent is no stranger to those of you who listen to the Alex Jones Radio Show. He's been on many times, and he's been forecasting that this is exactly the type of thing that would be happening. This is a long-term trend, and that's what Mr. Dent specializes in. Harry Dent is the founder of Dent Research, an economic forecasting firm specializing in demographic trends. His mission is helping people understand change. In his book, The Great Boom Ahead, that was published in 1992, Mr. Dent accurately forecasted the unanticipated boom of the 90s and the continued expansion into 2007. In his most recent book, The Demographic Cliff, he continues to educate audiences about his predictions for the next Great Depression, especially between 2014 and 2019, that he's now been forecasting for over 20 years. He's an editor of the Survive and Prosper newsletter. His website is harrydent.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Dent. Your mission is helping people understand change. Help us understand what's going on today.
Well, you know, David, as we've been saying, it's really very simple. We had a very strong combination of new technologies, internet, computers, wireless phones, broadband, all these things, just like autos and electricity in the roaring 20s and stuff. These technologies were moving mainstream, brought in and accentuated by the largest generation in history, not just here, but all around the world, the baby boom generation. So that's why we focus on demographics. It's people that basically innovate when they're young. It's people who spend and raise their kids and buy houses and all the big things in the economy and borrow money to do that in that stage. And it's people who finally save and invest for their retirement. And economists ignore this because they weren't taught this. I learned this in my marketing courses in college and Harvard Business School. And then I learned how things move in stages at Harvard Business School and Bain & Company. And so I've always looked at stages of technology and innovation, and I've always looked at demographics. Those are two things economists really don't understand at all. And they will tell you where the economy is going, not just a year or two from now, which is not good. I can tell you what's going to happen. We've been doing this since the late 80s. We've been predicting the major changes in economics and economy and markets since the late 80s when I put these two things together after 10 years of research. So it's a different approach. It's something people understand because it's about people. Everything I do is not about governments, whether they're going to do more QE or not, or whether they're going to stimulate this way or run deficits or not. All of these things have an impact. Zillions of people around the world have a much greater impact. And I know what people do from cradle to grave down to when they spend the most money on potato chips, not just when they spend the most money overall at age 46 to 47.
Exactly right. And when we look at this, everybody's saying, well, you know, the Chinese markets are crashing, so everything else is crashing. But what is really driving this, of course, as you're pointing out, is a global economic slowdown that is demographically based. I mean, the reason that their manufacturing inventories are going up is because people are buying less. It's one of the reasons why the oil prices are crashing, is because the Saudis kept production up even though demand was crashing. So that's really the driving force on all this, isn't it, Mr. Dennis? The demand that is crashing.
Yeah,
this is a reflection of that.
Exactly. People say, you know, supply driven or something. Don't produce more when there isn't demand. People are saying, oh, we need to do, you know, produce more and invest more. No, we overexpanded in the great boom with too much debt. Consumers overbought with too much debt. And now those same things are going the other way. We've got oversupply, falling demand, increasingly indebtedness. And the point I make, David, which is even more important, no matter what we did in the United States and what Europe did, China is the new player on the block, and they did something nobody's ever done. They overbuilt their economy at every level, housing, basic infrastructures, industrial capacity, and created more debt pushed by and guaranteed by the government than any country relatively in the same time, moved 500 million people in the last 2.5 decades from rural areas to cities, the biggest migration ever. Hey, that's natural, but they did it all too fast on steroids. What is causing this final bubble to burst, which needs to burst because demographics and debt need to kind of let this thing deleverage, is China has been the biggest thing keeping this global bubble going. We've been predicting for years. China is slowing. They're not growing at 7%. They're lying about that. They're growing at 3 to 4%. But at some point, their real estate bubble, way bigger than ours, 5 times bigger than ours, was. And their overbuilding bubble is going to burst. And China's burst is going to continue to kill commodity prices. That kills emerging countries around the world, which do have good demographics. And it backs up on us. And that's what's happening right now. Why is our market going down today, 1,100 points at worst on the Dow, even though it bounced back? Because China's market collapsed last night to new lows, and it's down like 40% in the last few months. That's saying a bubble is bursting. We've already seen our bubble start to burst in 2008, many other bubbles around the world. But China is the epicenter of this global demographic slowdown and this global excess of debt and credit and global financial asset bubbles. You only get asset bubbles, stocks and real estate and all these things, when credit is easy and cheap, especially artificially by the government. And when those things burst, they don't correct, and they don't correct slowly, they crash. So we've been warning your audience and our subscribers that you should get out of this bubble early. a bit early, not late, because once it goes down, you see things like now where you know, markets are down 6% in one day. In 1987, and this is during the boom, but we did have a bubble in stocks in the 87, we saw stocks correct 40% in just 2 weeks, and 20%, half of that, 20% in one day. So we're telling people this is not a correction, not something you should sit through. We told people to get out ahead of it. Now it's starting to get crazy. It's going to go up and down because it went down 1,100 points a day and back up 1,000 from there. We're going to see this with a downside bias for a couple years and even more years off and on. This is a time to protect your capital, get out of the markets, protect yourself, live in a safe place, do everything you can. This is going to be the worst downturn, the worst crash we see in our lifetimes. And I've been saying that not just in the last few years. I've been saying this since my research came together in the late 80s.
You know, it's amazing. This article that we covered earlier that was on the Drudge Report about a former advisor to Gordon Brown, former prime minister of the UK, and he's talking about a full-on prepper. He's telling people, get your water, get your food. I mean, what do you think about that, Mr. Dan? I mean, he's looking, he's talking to people as if this is an impending major crisis that is going to go way beyond anything that's just a stock market sell-off. He believes, as many of us do, that this is going to be a massive societal change. He looks like he thinks it's going to be a disruption that could threaten people's survival. They need to get their own supply of food and water.
Well, you know, that's where it gets harder to predict, but I do lean in that direction because it's not just our demographic cycle. I have a geopolitical cycle that goes back 200 years, going up for 18 years, everything's hunky-dory in the world, and then down. We've been in a down cycle since 9/11, 2001 to 2019 or 20. So what we see happening in the Middle East and around the world and Russia and Ukraine, this is only going to get worse by this cycle, and it may start to turn around in 4 or 5 years. So when we put all our cycles together, I have four long-term cycles that all point down between 2014 and early 2020. Some point down longer, but that is the danger period. We also have short-term, what I call the crash season, when there are major downturns in the stock market and economy. The worst crashes tend to come between mid-August, just recently, as we're starting to see, in mid-October. So I am seeing in the next 4 years, especially in an extreme danger zone. And so I tell people, yes, go across the board, not just get out of stocks and real estate and have cash and liquid stuff you can use to survive, because cash is king in a downturn, especially a deflationary downturn where everything is going down, all assets, the economy, everything, prices of consumer goods are going down. But also where you live, if you're in a major city, you want to be in the outskirts, on the exurban edges. If you can move to a smaller town or to a safer place in the Caribbean, so and so, do that. Be in a safer place. Don't be in a bubble city, especially. Don't be in downtown New York or San Francisco or Miami, the places that have bubbled the worst. And yes, you should have some provisions up. You should be saying, what if we have some civil unrest? What if our infrastructures go down for a period of time? You know, do I have basic things? I think all of that is warranted. I don't know how extreme that will be, because one of the problems I have is we don't have a precedent for this. Our cycles work up and down throughout history. We've had inflationary periods like the 70s, deflationary periods like the 30s, and they're always the worst. But we've never seen a period like this where there's been so much stimulus and so much stretching of the economy and printing of money and free money, and so much polarity between the rich and the everyday people. That, I mean, that polarity alone says there's going to be conflict. The fact that the more Democratic and Republican sides of our economy can't agree on anything, because they're both blaming each other for this bubble and this crisis, means, you know, there is definitely much more likely to be some level of civil unrest. I would just be happier to be here than China. Otherwise, you know, this country does definitely have potential for that.
You know, it's amazing, as I pointed out in the last segment, even Henry Kissinger is sounding the warning about how close we are to war, questioning why we are pushing above all else against Russia, pushing so hard in an area where obviously, the Ukraine has always been attached to Russia. They see that just as if it was a part of the United States that had been annexed about that long ago. And so even Henry Kissinger is questioning this and saying, what are they doing? Why are they pushing to war? Of course, he knows what the long-term plan is. He would rather see this assimilated gradually. We're talking to Harry Dent, harrydent.com, founder of Dent Research. We're going to be right back to talk to him about the long-term demographic changes. What's coming in 2020? Many people have talked about that specific date. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour live. We had him at the beginning of the show commenting about how this was something that was not unexpected. We've had many guests who have been predicting this over the last several months. Of course, this has been going on even longer than that. We've been seeing this build up as a demographic trend, as actions that our government has been taking, preparing for a massive collapse. They know it. We know it. Many people have predicted it. None better than Harry Dent. And, of course, he is an expert on demographic trends. His book, his most recent book, The Demographic Cliff, is about a great sea change that we're going to see between 2014 and 2019. He wrote this many years ago. We are now in the middle of this. He was on just a couple of months ago, I think, or maybe just about within the last month, predicting that this was going to be happening in the September, early September time frame. And here we are. It's happening right about that time frame. I'm going to get back to Mr. Dent in just one moment. Before I do, I just want to let you know that we now have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine in stock. This hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by your support of the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine has over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of the respondents would recommend this to a friend or a family member. It's a great way for you to prepare, to stock up, so that you have nutritional supplements as well as food and water available in case there is some kind of a crisis. Let me read you a couple of the reviews that are on InfoWarsLife.com about Survival Shield X2. We got one from DB in Minnesota. He says, I really like this product. The biggest plus I've noticed is more energy and just feeling all around better. I strongly recommend this product, and I'm grateful to Alex for offering it. Another one from Special K in Winter Springs, Florida, says, I love Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Helps bring focus and clarity to my mind. It also improves the quality of my sleep. Thank you, InfoWars Life, for sourcing 200-million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface for this high-quality formula. Yes, it's a very pure form of iodine. And again, we have a sale on Silver Bullet. You can get 30% off. This is a sale that is going to end on Wednesday. You can get 30% off, or you can buy two Silver Bullet, get two free. Again, that's at InfoWarsLife.com. Getting back to Harry Dent, Mr. Dent, your time frame that you have on this is 2014 to 2019. Of course, it's based on demographic trends with baby boomers. Tell us what you think is going to happen in 2020, because we've seen so many people predicting these massive sea changes happening around 2020. I've seen this over and over again from every kind of scientific prediction about the future to a government prediction. They all say, yeah, well, by 2020, we're going to have this, we're going to have that, where the self-driving cars or this or that. You picked 2019. Why did you pick that date?
Well, you know, it's really by the end of 2019, our demographic trends in the United States bottom between 2020 and 22. There were demographic trends alone, I'd say, we don't really turn around until 2023 forward. But we have this geopolitical cycle that's been negative since 9/11, and that bottoms around late 2019, early 2020. And that'll be the first thing to turn up. And we have a 10-year boom-bust cycle that turns up around early 2020. So we have a number of signs, late 1990, early 2020. We're going to see the worst of this, but we won't really, I think, see the next global boom. And it won't be as strong as the last one until around late 2022, early 2023, when I look at all of our cycles. So it's a broader view. I don't just look at demographics. Demographics just happens to be the most important and most predictable cycle we have. I mean, I can quantify it down. Again, we said 20-some years ago, baby boomers would peak by late 2007, and we would start an economic slowdown. And we did that. And we were about to crash into the next Great Depression. And then governments and central banks came around and printed like $10 trillion, $4.5 trillion in the United States alone, to fill in the gap. So this has been an artificial rally. All the money's gone to speculation, hasn't gone to lending and new jobs and new factories and production. It's just artificial, and it's just created another bubble. All this free money created by the government has created an even bigger bubble in one thing, not in inflation, not in growth, in financial assets. So you got to get out of financial assets. So the biggest thing we see happening is all financial assets, commodities, even gold, bonds and thought were going to deflate stocks into around 2019-2020, then the trends can start pointing up again. But until then, it's just better to be safe.
Again, we're talking to Harry Dent of Harry Dent Research. We're going to be right back with him, and we're going to talk about what happens with the economy as we turn the corner. But as you heard, get out of the stock market. He was making this prediction before. We'll be
we're
right
on
back.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Alex Jones is traveling. He's in the air right now while we're on the air. He's going to be joining us live, however, in the next hour. He joined us with a special report that he cut about what's going on in the stock market today. He cut that before he got on the plane. He will be joining us in the third hour. Right now, we are talking to Harry Dent, founder of Dent Research, and, of course, he's an economic forecaster. He's been on the show many times. I'm sure that you've heard him, and most recently, predicting that we're going to have exactly this type of thing happening in this type of time frame, cautioning people to get out of the inflated stock market that we have, this economic bubble, this financial bubble, where they have poured all of this quantitative easing, all this money that's been printed has essentially, as he pointed out just before we went to break, it's found its way not in any other kind of economic growth except for a growth in a bubble stock market. Mr. Dent, you're talking about demographics, and I think one of the that's one of the key trends that you look at when you're forecasting. What about the massive influx of immigrants that we're seeing in the United States as well as in Europe? We had 3,000 immigrants rescued in a single day in Italy over this weekend. We've had the Obama administration incentivize massive immigration into our country. How does that play into the demographics that we have with the baby boomers?
Well, first of all, it has greatly increased the demographics of the baby boom generation, even more than the millennial generation to follow them. And we've been an immigrant nation forever, especially the late 1800s, early 1900s, greatest immigration surge ever. And then we saw the great bubble and boom into the roaring 20s because of the technologies and that. It was much more immigration than births back then. Now we've seen another immigration surge that peaked recently and will decline for many, many years. Because in a bad economy, countries don't want to let as many immigrants in. And in a bad economy, immigrants don't want to take the risk of moving. And yes, we've had a huge illegal immigrant problem, but to send them all back, as Donald Trump says, to me is too much. You've got to say, look, here's a period to reapply, do X, Y, and Z. If you don't, we'll send you back. But if you suddenly sent back 11 million people, it would cost a fortune, and the economy would go into recession on that alone. My view is this. Again, what a country should do, and I lecture a lot in Canada and Australia, these are countries that have a great immigration policy. They want immigration, but you have to not only just be legal, you have to qualify to be in. You got to be in the skills they need. You got to prove your value to the economy. Australia and Canada have very good immigration. Our immigration has still helped bolster our economy and take jobs that mean people wouldn't. But in a downturn, I'm telling you, we're going to turn anti-immigration.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened in the Great Depression, the greatest immigration surge in all of U.S. history went down to zero in the 1930s when the economy flopped.
We're seeing that happening already in Europe. There were reports this weekend about what was going on in Germany. They had demonstrators there who were attacking the police who were guarding immigrants who had come into the country. And I guess when I look at this, what you're talking about is how we have to make sure that people have the ability to take care of themselves. Absolutely. But we're doing exactly the opposite. We're paying them to come in. We're incentivizing them to come. We're telling them, come in, you can get free this, you can get free that, you can get college tuition, in-state rates at any state in the nation. And now we've got on the Democrat side, we've got Hillary Clinton as well as Bernie Sanders saying, let's give everybody free college. If you do that and you pull in the people, the dreamers that Obama is incentivizing to come in, remember, those kids, those children, are considered to be children all the way up to the age of 31. That's what he considers to be children. That's how they redefine children. So if they open up and give everybody free college tuition, that is truly going to be a massive, massive increase of the welfare state. Just as we're going to see a massive increase in the welfare state as people have to pay for more schools, we're seeing massive increases of people coming in. And we say, we'll give a free education to anybody in the world. And we'll even let you pick what language you want to get schooled in. And we'll send the bill to the people who own homes in the area. I mean, that's what we're seeing happening now.
Well, you know, David, I hate to say it, we have the most convoluted immigration policy in history. I tell you, in the coming decades, all developed nations, except for a few small ones from Israel to Australia, are going to be declining in population, workforce, everything, because we're not having enough babies and immigrants help replace it. But you have to have an immigration policy that makes sense and that attracts the right people. And that's why we should study Australia and Canada and Switzerland and countries like this that have done it successfully. We've done it haphazardly, and it still worked to our advantage overall, but it's going to be a huge issue because we didn't do it the right way, and now we got to debate how do we undo it. And I don't agree with the extreme of Trump saying send them all back and then bring the best ones back in, but we got to do something to get clear about this and have better policies. But I tell you, David, I don't think immigration is going to be a big policy in a downturn that I'm predicting in the next 4 to 7 or 8 years. Immigrants are not going to want to go in as much, and people here are even more not going to want them to come in. Immigration is already net zero for many years in Mexico, our biggest immigration source. I think it's going to go down even more. I don't think we need to build the wall yet, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of immigration in a down economy. That's something to worry about for the next boom. We need to shoulder up our financial markets and our banking systems and stuff that are way out of kilter and have been totally killed by special interests. Special interest is the worst single thing in our economy. We can't change healthcare. We can't change education. We can't fight inflation. We can't deleverage debt because there's too many financial interests that have bought their way into politics that won't let the politicians on either side do it. So one of the reasons I welcome this kind of downturn and this collapse, it's going to bring everybody into reality. We got to get back down to what are we really doing? How do we really grow? We don't grow by companies buying back their stocks. We don't grow by printing free money. We don't grow by having zero interest rates, which just causes people to misinvest and stuff. We grow by saving and investing in productive capacity, creating new jobs, attracting good immigrants that are necessary, and having more babies. You know, that's how we grow down the road. And technological innovation, which we kill through all types of excessive regulation. So there's so many things we could do right. We've been doing the wrong things because special interests have been driving the economy the way they want it through the politicians. And that, if I had to say number one thing I would do if I were Donald Trump and won the presidency, and this is one thing I agree with him on, clearly, you've got to kill this thing where special interests can fund politicians and get them elected. That should not be allowed.
Absolutely. You mentioned technological innovation. Let me ask you in your analysis, how do you see the predictions of massive automation and robotics and the displacement of workers? How do you see that playing out? A lot of people say, well, we've had a lot of these types of displacing, disruptive technologies in the past. We've seen it happen with agriculture. We've seen it happen with manufacturing. But then on the other hand, we've had people who have said, this is something that is so broad-based, it's going to hit every industry at the same time in a massive way. Are we going to look at 50% unemployment? I know some people will be fixing some robots. Some people will be manufacturing robots for a while, then robots can manufacture themselves. But how do you see this shaking out in your analysis?
Okay, David, how do you get more extreme than 80% of agriculture and mining and trapping workers going down to 2% today over the last century and a half? We always displace old jobs and create better ones. We went from agriculture to industry, production and manufacturing, from manufacturing to high-level service. I don't mean just clerical stuff and McDonald's and stuff. I mean healthcare, financial services, high technology, these sort of stuff. Every change in technology throughout history, and this is so consistent, if you look at history, you can't miss it, destroys old industries and jobs and creates new ones. The automobiles and tractors and trucks and buses and then eventually airplanes help destroy the railroad industry. They're a tiny thing now, but we're much better off. There will be new jobs created. My fear is they'll be created somewhere else because our demographics are weakening. We're aging. If we don't do something to change that, if we don't encourage innovation and higher birth rates and things, which some countries in Europe have, and which Australia has, and Israel is like the best demographic wealthy nation in the world forward, and they're a leader in technology. That's the key to going forward. You've got to go with the technology. You can't fight it and say, oh, robotics are going to replace a lot of factory work. Well, you know.
Well, certainly, yeah. You can't legislate that out of existence. But I guess what I've seen a lot of people say is, yeah, we've seen this happen with industry after industry, but we have the potential with this particular disruptive technology to have it happen to so many different industries simultaneously, to the service industry, to the transportation industry, to white-collar, blue-collar jobs. I mean, you know, everybody, we're not going to need truck drivers nearly as much as we do now, perhaps, is what a lot of people are saying in terms of package delivery, long-term haul, that type of thing. So there's going to be so many different industries affected simultaneously that even if we eventually adjust to this, it might send this shock through the system of 50% unemployment or 60% unemployment for a few years before we can adjust to that shock. Do you see that coming? Are you concerned about that?
Yeah. No, I don't. Temporarily, yes. David, I mean, I've studied history more than anybody I know. And we got computers that I call left brain machines. They can do everything from bookkeeping to, and robotics can do auto, you know, typical routine tasks in factories and stuff. They can even do a lot of what doctors and nurses do and financial advisors and everything. But what this revolution is about is forcing everyday people with common sense, creative, relational skills, which computers have none of that, at least not yet, not for a long time, to become entrepreneurs, whether you're an entrepreneur running a small part of a corporation, a team of three or four people that has a set of customers, and you're making decisions. Now, people are good at making decisions that balance off different trade-offs, relating to people, creating, finding new opportunities. Everyday people, I once heard a guy at a conference say, 95% of people are a genius at something. You know, and everybody else is my brother-in-law, you know?
That's right. Everybody has a different kind of an intelligence. That's right.
Yeah. It's about leveraging what computers can't do, and that's about making what we do that computers can't do is we create new stuff, new ideas. We relate to people. We understand their needs at a level a computer never could. I have a whole part of a chapter in chapter 8 in the demographic cliff, and I've had this in every book for the last 20 years, and nobody listens to it. The network corporation. You run companies from the bottoms up, organized around the customers, not the back lines and the bureaucrats and the managers. You automate all the bureaucracy. You make decisions in real time, and you let the customer drive your company, your front lines or your browsers, your backline experts and production facilities or your servers. The management isn't there to tell people what to do. They're there to orchestrate a network that runs with no management, just like the stock exchanges. You ring the bell at 9:30 in the morning like today, stocks are down 1,100 points, and then at the end of the day, they're back up another 1,000. It all happens with no orchestration. The computer technologies allow us to have a whole different model of interacting globally, locally, bottoms up, not top down. And when you make an everyday person an entrepreneur instead of a robot, which they are today, that's why they're being replaced by robots, you have a whole revolution. That's going to take a while, but I'll tell you, you never lose by advancing technologies. I've studied history back as far as there were ever humans. You never lose. Some people lose, and for time periods you lose. You never lose with advancing technology.
I understand. Yes, I agree. But and just to clarify, do you see this as something that is going to happen, though, in the time frame of the 2019, 2020, that there's going to be some kind of an economic shock while we go through a period of adjustment? Or do you think it's going to be a relatively easy transition to this?
No, it's not an easy transition. It does take a shock. You know, it's like, your heart stops and they got to go boom, they got to re-shock you going. It does take a shock. Management doesn't like this. The people in charge don't like this. Wall Street doesn't like this. We need to shift to this new network, bottoms-up economy, and the people in power still want it to be a top-down economy. It's going to take this kind of breakdown to have a breakthrough. So it'll take many decades for us to see the benefits of this. The whole assembly line revolution in automobiles, the whole Alfred Sloan corporate model of decentralizing decision-making in the product lines instead of like the railroads, everything was top down. That took decades to fully manifest into an affluent economy, middle-class economy of the 50s and 60s, but the shock that made it happen was the depression of the 1930s. It forced companies that weren't doing the right things to fail and the ones that were doing the right things to accelerate and get more market share. So this is part, the winter season we talk about is part about shifting to the whole new spring season of the next longer term boom with, growing demographics again, with whole new sets of technologies. But the most important impact I found, David, through studying history is not just the cell phones let us communicate better or the internet and stuff. It's that they changed the business model of everything, small businesses, large businesses, government. It changes the business model and makes everybody more productive.
You know, you mentioned the winter season that we're coming into and then followed by a spring season. Are you familiar with the works of Strauss and Howe, where they talk about a cyclical thing? And how do you feel about that? I mean, they predicted the fourth turning around the same type of time frame that you're talking about, a winter season. They predicted a fourth turning where we might have something along the lines of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II, these types of things happening every 70 to 80 years. Do you believe that's a trend that you see?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did the whole thing demographically and the effects on the market and the economy. They did it after, in 1989, about the same time I was putting out my first book, They did it all about the political and social impacts. When their book came out, I was like, praise God that these people came out and basically filled in the side that I'm not as much an expert in. I love Strauss and Howe. Mm-hmm. They have tracked history like I have. They've seen these 40 and 80 year generation cycles, which I see. They see these revolution cycles. And I've got an even bigger cycle, David, that back to the Revolutionary War and the Industrial Revolution and the birth really of capitalism with Adam Smith. That was in the late 1700s. We're in a similar revolution cycle in this decade and perhaps the next, where we're going to see major changes in our social, political, and capitalistic and business models and technology models. And 50 years from now, things are going to be massively different. But we have to go through this winter season, this deleveraging. I call it a financial detox in the next decade. And governments have been trying to prevent that by preventing this, as Japan has done. Japan's only extended their winter season, and they've never gone into spring. Japan's 20 years ahead of us on this cycle because of their demographics and their generations. They've just put it off with endless QE. It's the wrong thing to do. Trust the wisdom of natural systems like you would trust your own body if you ate bad sushi to flush it out as fast as possible.
Great advice. We're talking to Harry Dent, founder of Dent Research. We're going to be right back, and I want to ask you a question about if you see war in this massive turn. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We'll be joined in the next hour by Alex Jones live. He's in the air at the moment while we're on the air, but he will be landing and calling in to give us an update on his take as to what's been happening today. Of course, we've been talking about this for a very long time at InfoWars.com. We have many articles up right now. If you look at our website, why is everyone freaking out about September 2015? An article by Paul Joseph Watts. Another one, flashback, world-renowned economist warns of coming crash of all crashes. This is about Martin Armstrong's predictions. We're talking to Harry Dent, who has also been on our program many times, warning about this exact thing. We're going to get back to Mr. Dent of Dent Research in just a moment. I wanted to ask him, because we were talking before the break, about the cyclical nature of these different trends, the demographic natures of them, as well as he was familiar with the work of Strauss and Howe. He looked at this from an economic standpoint. They came along and looked at it from a political standpoint. And so I want to ask him if he sees in this winter season, as he calls it, or in the fourth turning, as they call it, if he sees a war coming up. Just briefly, at InfoWarsLife.com, we now have Prostagard back in stock. Prostagard uses plant-based nutrients and antioxidants to naturally support the prostate. Our advanced formula contains a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. It's something I take every day for my research. It's something that men should really be adding to their daily routine, especially as you get older. Again, that's Prostagard. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Mr. Dent, as we were talking about in the last segment, we look at the historical cycles of this, about 70 or 80 years. You said you had identified this as well in your research, mainly from an economic standpoint. Strauss and Howe did it from a political standpoint. When we look at this, what we've seen in the past are things like World War II, then 70 or 80 years before that, the Civil War, 70 or 80 years before that, the Revolutionary War. Do you see a war coming in this winter season, as you call it?
I do, but we've already seen it. It's a different type of thing. It's not like there's two giant powers or three giant powers that have a major war like World War One or World War Two. What we've seen is since, and I pay more attention to our geopolitical cycle, which has been down from 2001 into 2019 or 20. That is the cycle when you have these sort of conflicts the most. And you know, we had the Iraq War and then the Afghanistan War. We've had civil wars throughout the Middle East. We've had terrorism around the world, civil wars in Africa. I mean, this is it. And since we don't have, China cannot attack the United States. We're not going to have war with China except for economic. The biggest threat right now is Russia moving into Ukraine. It's a Russia versus Europe and U.S. thing. I don't think it's going to be a nuclear war, but I think we're going to see civil wars continue to intensify in the Middle East and parts of the world, and this whole thing with Putin intensifies. So I think it's the same thing. It just continues, and it gets worse. I don't think it's World War III, but there is going to be continued warfare and tensions, and we even have it internally with all types of racial tensions and stuff in this negative geopolitical cycle. I think that will start to abate 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now. And then 15 years from now, I don't think we'll be talking about terrorism as much in civil wars in the Middle East. But between now and then, yes. But I don't see an all-out World War III because I don't see who could really challenge us. It's just going to keep being a war here, a civil war here, a civil war there. And that's very disruptive to the economy and oil supplies and all types of stuff.
Very interesting. We're going to be back with Mr. Dent right after the break, and we're going to talk about his forecast through October because he had predicted a turn down early September. We're already starting to see that now. Where does he see this going in the next couple of months? Stay with us. We'll be right back with Harry Dent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.